Hey, stay connected to the Cleveland Browns with the latest news and photos and videos and more. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com. Download our mobile app. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Browns and on Instagram at Official Browns. And a couple things coming up there. We're going to have video from our visit by Stipe Miocic, the UFC fighter who was in studio. We had cameras here, and we'll put that on our website so you can check that out in a little bit. Also, check out Matt Florjancic's pieces. He writes about this team multiple times a day. And yours truly with Carucci's Call, my daily column. In addition, one other programming note. It'll be on Sunday at 11:30 p.m., Browns Overtime, our TV show on SportsTime Ohio, hosted by Michael Regei. Yours truly on that show as well. Gerard Cherry will be part of Sunday's show because it's a home game. So that'll be 11:30, which will be a review of the Ravens game. We'll have player interviews. We'll have analysis. The whole works.
It's a good show. I like that show. I think it's a very good summation of what happened, and hopefully it'll be a summation of a victory for the Cleveland Browns.
Andy Hecht is our executive producer, does a great job. Drew Boatner, the whole crew, Paul Taylor, Sal and Drew, the interns, do tremendous work at putting that baby together. And it's a big job because after we shoot it, after the game, it's a compressed amount of time, and especially when you're on the road, they got to get all that back here to Berea, and then they come in and edit and get it on the air. So. Good stuff. All right, we got some tweets, right? Barks from the Pound, at Browns underscore daily.
We do.
Dave DiNatale, our outstanding producer.
Yeah, and just to, you know, kind of hear what you said earlier, Vic, thank you to everybody. Over 5,000 Twitter – we're 5,029 Twitter followers.
Nice. That's a great milestone. Let's get to 10. Get us to 10.
That should be everybody's goal. 10.
That's our next stop. So thanks to everybody for following us and all your interactions. We appreciate it. We got time here for a few. From Ellis Moore III, from at Ellis Mo 3, this is a statement game to the Ravens that we are not pushovers, or as Tony Grossi said this morning, pansies. Tired of pansies. Sucks. I almost fell off the floor when he said
that. I know. I heard that too. I said, did he just say pansies?
He just said pansies. I'm tired of Suggs disrespecting. He called them Scuggs here. Tired of Scuggs disrespecting our house. Go Browns.
And that's what we talked about. You want to step up in this division. You don't want to be the little brother anymore. You take care of business. You hit them in the mouth, and you defeat the Baltimore Ravens in Cleveland this Sunday. You can handle that on the field easily.
You do what Stipe Miocic does to his opponents.
That's right.
Him in the mouth.
Right, exactly.
What else we got?
Stipe Miocic. That's a great name.
It's a great
name. It is a great name.
On his name alone, he belongs.
Couldn't have been
a
nicer
studio.
Guy either, by the way.
So freaking polite. I mean, he was a gentleman beyond a gentleman, very polite, very, you know, easy spoken with the whole thing. And then you just look in those eyes and you say, you know, he gets in that ring and in that, what is it,
the octagon.
I'm in a triangle. We're in a triangle right
in
now.
In a triangle of emotion.
Last triangle of emotion. But he's in that octagon, and you know he's just putting a hurting on people. How many knockouts was it?
He has seven.
Seven?
Seven of his eight wins have come via knockout, the other one via submission.
See how big his hands were, too, and his knuckles were all like, you know, see all the calluses. Dude hurts people. What else?
From Paul Myers, at P. Myers Golf. With a veteran like Campbell, do you think we'll see him change plays at the line? I think we really rarely did that before, and maybe why the offense sputtered.
It's not that you can't do it in the North Turner system, but it is definitely done less in this offense, and I throw Rob Chudzinski in this conversation, than you see in others. Quarterbacks have options to change things, but not as freely as others. And I don't think it's a question of not trusting, say, the less experienced quarterback, or in the case of Campbell, 9 years of experienced quarterback. I think it's just how they prefer to do things and what they're most comfortable in, and that there are enough options within each route, each play, that you don't necessarily have to feel like you've got to dramatically change from a play to something else. If you want to run in a situation, you know, the head coach is going to say, I want to run here, dial up a run, Norv, and the quarterback's going to stay with that. I mean, yeah, that you could adjust to certain formations and things you see, but it's not commonly done in the scheme.
No, but, you know, if there are opportunities to check out of something that looks like it won't work, Campbell's got the experience, I think, and probably gets an opportunity to, you know, to maybe make some of those adjustments.
And he's got we said this before, and it's still true, there's a break-in period for him running this offense with this particular team, this particular surrounding cast.
So absolutely.
That has to happen. All right, we want to thank some people for being part of this show. We want to thank Mary Kay Cabot, who is here from the Cleveland Plain Dealer, cleveland.com. Want to thank Jameer Howerton and Desmond Bryant for their contributions to the show. Solomon Wilcots, what a big show we had, for being here. Stipe Miocic, the Euclid-born UFC fighter who stopped by the facility today and stopped by our studio. Want to thank him. Want to thank Megan Rock for doing all the great tweeting during the show, and she's going to be producing the Browns Daily Wrap. Check that out on clevelandbrowns.com, kind of a summary of the show.
That's right.
Later today.
There's a ton of great stuff at clevelandbrowns.com you need to check out. You write an article every day. You got Matt Florjancic writing articles. Folks, if you love the Browns, and I know you do because you're listening here, go to clevelandbrowns.com and stay connected 24/7.
Dave DiNatale, got to thank him for being our great producer. Gerard Cherry, who will be joining shortly with Bruce Hooley. It'll be Hooley and Gerard. That'll be coming up next. All right, that's going to put the wraps on this Football Wednesday edition, and we will do this again. I had so much fun. Let's do it again tomorrow.
Okay? Let's do it. Well, why not? Why not?
Why not? Well, that's what they pay us to do. All right.
That's right.
We'll be here tomorrow.
Reason.
It's Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford. Here we go, Brownies. Here we go. Beat the Ravens.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.